Welcome to the Sustainable Sales Series. This is a short and impactful 5-part series where I get to share with you how you can get off the income roller coaster and actually make sales with ease all the time. All of this while you're obviously growing and building your life as business, because you know I'm all about that. Now, for some transparency, back in 2021, when I got pregnant, I had a bit of a, let's just call it a midlife crisis, but a business one, where I realized that I was doing all the things I thought I was meant to. And what I meant is that I was on all the time, whether I was working or thinking about the business, I didn't really get to enjoy the freedom that I had at the time. And I was looking at what others were doing, I was listening to a million mentors, I just felt overwhelmed by all the different possibilities. And I was trying strategies that I thought were gonna give me results, were gonna make me feel good, but they didn't ultimately align with who I am. So I had really forgotten who I was. I had gotten lost in the noise of the online world, and I was feeling overwhelmed because I wasn't focusing on the things that were important to me. That's when I decided, screw this, I'm gonna do things my way. So fast forward to now, honestly, things couldn't be more different. I am running my dream life first business, only working 15 to 20 hours per week. I make consistent sales with a tiny audience and actually get to enjoy the freedom that I craved back in the day, including now moving to Italy and buying our dream house all cash. And all thanks to my decision to focus on the things that mattered, which was sustainable sales and doing things my way. And I want to help you do the same inside BSA, which is my 6-month Mastermind Style Sales Accelerator. It's a super supportive, very close-knit program where we focus on creating your unique path to consistent sales your way. And obviously, you know me, it's all done with a very simple life-first approach. And I have created this sustainable sales series, say that 10 times, to give you a glimpse into what it takes to make consistent sales and a taste of what it's like in my world when it comes to strategy and sales. And because I love to practice and I do teach transparent sales, this is also your open invitation to join us inside BSA, because the doors are now open officially and you get a special price right now of only £600 per month or 3.5K if you're paying full for the whole 6 months. Honestly, this program is going to change the way you operate your business forever, the way you feel about sales, the way you sell, how much more ease you're going to have around things. So you can enroll inside BSA. It's all in the show notes. Or if you have a DM, just send a question, send me a DM. But anyway, let's get into the episode now. Hello, friend, and welcome to day 4. First of all, let's do a little recap of what we've worked through so far. So we talked about you having a clear vision, something that you can always anchor to, then having a clear sales plan, because again, through having a sales clear plan, you can reverse engineer things, everything just becomes so much simpler. Then we went deeper into messaging and specifically how you can stand out, why it's so important to differentiate yourself, and how you can do all of that by giving you specific examples. And then yesterday we talked all about visibility, getting people in your world, making sure that you're always selling to new people, so that you're never feeling like you're selling to an empty room, okay? And usually when I talk to people about this stuff, the next thing is like, okay, so here comes the part where we actually just talk about our offer every day, right? We just go there and shove our offer, you know, down their throats, because we've done the hard part now, you know? We have the offer, we have the plan, we talked about the messaging, and there's new people in your audience. But nope, absolutely not, because that doesn't work anymore, okay? I'll be honest with you. A while back, I'm talking years ago, this used to work. But right now, like, I'm never gonna tell you, like, you know this thing that you've heard before, potentially, people don't like being sold to? I very strongly disagree with that. I actually feel like people love buying things, but they don't love hard selling. They don't love the hard selling where you're every day like, ooh, like, buy this thing, this is so good, this is so good, you get this many modules, you get this many calls, like, I'll do 10 hours of work for you for, you know, 35 quid an hour or whatever. Instead, what works very well and the easiest way to sell without selling is through embodiment and soft selling. And soft selling is magical. I'm gonna tell you right now. Soft selling is done easily every single day through a few different things, okay? And this is not an exhaustive list. There's more than just what I'm gonna tell you right now, and that's what we go through in BSA. No, hint, hint. Basically, it's done every day through building reputation. That's the big thing. Like, you need to build an outstanding reputation where you become the go-to person. People just know you, like you. They're magnetized by you. They know that you are the go-to person. And you do that through expertise, through embodiment, through authority, through trust, and through what I like to call humanness. Just like your own humanness. Because I want you to remember, ultimately, people buy from people. There is a reason why the big companies out there pay for spokespeople or for influencers to literally be the face of their business. It's because connection sells. And this is the thing that most people don't get. They focus so much on the hard facts. And don't get me wrong, there is place for you to be focusing on the numbers, the number of calls, the, you know, all of these things. But ultimately, stories sell. Connection sells. This is what I call story selling, okay? So I want you to look at yourself. And not at yourself behind the scenes, at who you are as a person, who you are with your clients, okay? Because sales is all about who you are to the people that haven't bought from you. So I want you to think of the you and that you, the brand that you have built, to the person who doesn't know you yet. Who are you when it comes to the embodiment of what you're selling? How are you showing up as the embodiment of everything that you're talking about? How are you showing up as that person through your content specifically? Like, I want you to think, what are the ways in which right now you are a living embodiment of the thing that you're selling? Okay? I want you to think, what are the things that you do that would make your ideal client understand that you are simply the right choice? Like, there is no question about it. And in that, I want you to realize that the content that you create is not there just to sell for you, as in hard sell. Your call to action, even if you have a daily call to action, it doesn't mean that someone is just going to buy from you because at the end of a post, of a TikTok, of a reel, of an email, of a podcast, you say, oh, by the way, I offer this thing. It's actually the other part. And sometimes, and this is the thing that most people don't understand, when it comes to content, it's not just the words per se, the copywriting. Because most people's objection to why their content is not performing is, but I'm not a good copywriter. Like, if only I could have an amazing social media manager, an amazing copywriter, I would get so many more people in my world. But it's not just that. It's actually the strategy behind it. Because I have so many of my clients who are not great at copywriting, but they're really, really good at what they do. And they know how to talk to their people. So it's not about your copywriting skills. It's about your communication skills. It's about things like, how are you saying what you're saying? It's about the specificity of your language. It's about using the language that you know is going to get to your people, the hooks that you know your ideal clients are going to care about. And this doesn't come from copywriting. It comes from you actually tapping deeper into who you are and your expertise without allowing any of the noise out there to get to you. And this is the part where I feel like most people, like I said, they do the stuff that maybe, or they touch on the things that we talked about, you know, the visibility, the having a plan, the messaging, and then they go straight into like everyday promoting because you've been told you have to sell every day, right? Which I'm all for, by the way. Like, sell every day, like, you own a business, you know, it's great. But I'm telling you right now that if all you do is you talk about your offer, and you're not doing the soft selling, the embodiment, the building a brand that people want to be part of, a brand with a mission that people stand behind, that's going to be a problem. Because people are just not going to connect with that. They're just going to see, they're going to see a gap between the things that you're talking about and the things that you're doing. So I want you to start thinking, how are you the embodiment, okay? So, for example, because I wanted to think of a hard example of like something that is not so obvious, because if you're a coach or a service provider, it's a thing that you do. But for example, if you run a children language school, I tried to think of a random example. Most people would create content around the classes, the certification that they have, or the methods. But instead, what if you were to share your experience as the founder of what made you start the school? Because everyone has a story. Everyone has a story, and you need to start sharing it, okay? What if you were to talk about the stories of the parents who struggled before they got their children into your school, and how they are feeling, and how they felt before they found you, and how they feel now that they're going through it, you know, the ease of everything, you know? Like, I really want you to start creating much more content that makes someone feel something. Again, remember, connection and story sell. Or for example, you could talk about, you know, in that example, the biggest misconception that are holding most children back from learning languages faster, because you know that that's what, you know, parents actually care about. So your job really is to create the content that allows someone to understand what it's already like to work with you. Like, they need to get your vibe, which is why it's so important that your content is actually authentic. Because the last thing that you want, and I've heard this before, is that people, they look at your content, they love the vibe, and then they go into your world, they buy your courses, work with you one-to-one, and they're like, oh, like, wait, she's really different in person. I've heard this before, especially with coaches, because coaching is such a close-knit, you know, communication. So you want your content to be as authentic as possible. So think of your content, like, if you were to own a shop, your content is like your little, you know, like the window. You make everything in there so that people understand what's inside. So if you have a window that is all dirty and messy and you don't have the newest things or you don't have the prices, like, people might not come in. And also, imagine that you're selling, I don't know, frozen yogurt. Your content can also be like a taster. Imagine someone is sitting outside a frozen yogurt shop and just giving those tasters. Basically, your content is a taster of what it's like to be in your world, of the beliefs that you bring to the table, of your approach, of your process, of your brand. You know, content is so important, but not in the way that most people think that there's this like process and you only do things a certain way. Because remember, like I don't do things, you know, one way, and I don't teach one way ever. I always think you should do things your way. And especially when it comes to sales, because it's so deeply embedded in your business, you get to do it your way. Okay. And the last thing I want to say before we wrap up this episode, when it comes to content, is that a lot of times your fear of putting yourself out there and being judged is what's actually holding you back. And the real freedom that comes in life, not just with content, is from knowing that there are people out there who are going to dislike you and disagree with you. And that's okay. Because if no one dislikes you, if no one disagrees with you, if no one follows you, that means that you don't actually stand up for anything. So I want you to take every single troll comment, every single unfollow, every single person that says, actually, not really, it's not for me, as a proof that you are standing up for something and that you are an authority and you are an expert, and there will always be people who don't like you, and that's it. So this is how you create embodiment content, how you truly build an outstanding reputation and the humanness, and making sure that people are connecting with you, because that's what's going to make them buy from you on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis. This is how you get sustainable sales. So I'm hoping you enjoyed this episode. I'm hoping you come back tomorrow, because tomorrow we're talking all about unapologetic sales. This is one that I know you're going to be interested in. So I'll see you in tomorrow's episode.